There he is. There he is. There he is. Come on, Owen!
The racers scrambling up Mount Marathon don't talk much. But every once in a while, they offer some comment of encouragement to another racer who looks like they're struggling. The junior racers, some as young as 10 years old, forge their way up through the thick mud on the trail towards a turnaround point, and it can be kind of defeating on the way up. Selah Bruckner says she enjoyed it, but she experienced that sense of defeat on the way up too.
It went good. I felt really good this time, but wasn't got my best time.
Bruckner of Seward says she and her friends who ran with her trained together. It was different to run it in big groups after training with such a small group, she said. She, her sister Terza Bruckner, Juniper Ingalls, and Marin Bickling trained together when the race was canceled. The girls all readily say they'll race it again in the future, though they weren't all sure why.
Yes.
I don't know why, but yeah.
Yeah, it's just for the end.
I know, right? I don't even know why I'm doing it.
Really?
Well, like I do, but it's so hard.
The Mount Marathon race took place in Seward on Wednesday. David Norris of Anchorage hung on to his championship for the men in the third year in a row, with a time of 43 minutes and 27 seconds. Sam Hendry of Salt Lake City came in second for the men, nearly 2.5 minutes behind, with a time of 46 minutes. Darren Thomas of Reno, Nevada took third, with a time of 46 minutes and 9 seconds. For the women, Hannah LaFleur of Seward kept her first place title as well, with a finishing time of 51 minutes and 24 seconds, followed by Ruby Lindquist of Moose Pass with 51 minutes and 38 seconds, and Christy Marvin of Palmer with 52 minutes and 21 seconds. Allie Papillon of Talkeetna took first place for the junior boys, with a finishing time of 28 minutes and 16 seconds. Kobe Marvin of Homer took second place for the boys with 28 minutes and 39 seconds, but broke the age record for the 12 to 14-year-old bracket. Lucy Young of Anchorage took first for the girls with a finishing time of 33 minutes and 55 seconds, and Jaina Boonstra of Kenai took second with 36 minutes and 29 seconds. The Mount Marathon Race Committee has been putting on the race for 93 years. The last time it was canceled before 2020 was in 1942, in the middle of World War II. The race committee decided to cancel the 2020 race when Seward was in the middle of a COVID-19 outbreak and the state was still experiencing rising case counts. Matthias Sari, the race director for this year's event, says the race committee transferred over the roster from the 2020 race to 2021. They also offered racers the option to defer because the race was being held on a Wednesday rather than on a holiday.
We had about 250 people defer where they could keep their spot for next year. So we'll see what we can do about a lottery next year. All those people are coming back. So canceling a race has like 3 or 4 year ramifications, I'm afraid.
The Mount Marathon race is not only difficult to run, it's extremely difficult to even register for. There are only about 1,000 slots for runners, and to get in, runners have to win a lottery. The exception, up till this year, has been for the first 225 finishers or those who have run it continuously for 10 years as an adult. That's a pretty healthy chunk of people, so the lottery slots have been very limited for years. The Mount Marathon Race Committee decided to change that, effective this year. Starting in 2021, only racers who finished in the top 50% of their category will get priority registration next year. What's more, new racers in 2021 won't qualify for the 10-year priority status. They'll have to keep finishing in the top 50% to keep it. Racers who already have that status will keep it, but the others who don't finish in the top 50% will have to enter the lottery. That was disappointing for some racers, including some who had been racing for years. As part of the new set of rules, though, they're also increasing the number of adult spots from 350 to 375. Sari says they also plan some COVID-19 mitigation for the race on Wednesday, including having volunteers wear masks, even though the numbers of cases are lower statewide.
Yeah, we've really loosened what we were initially planning on doing based on the improvements in the pandemic. So initially we were going to have masks for racers before and after and small waves, and we eliminated the mask requirement, and we bumped up the size of the waves to 50 racers per wave. So instead of 25. So that's one of our biggest mitigations.
At the race, crowds were thinner than when the race falls on the same day as the 4th of July, but few people wore masks. The excitement was also obvious, a recollection of a pre-pandemic event, one that hadn't been seen since 2020. We have photos and a link to full results of the race on our website, kdll.org. Reporting for KDLL, I'm Elizabeth Earle.